Streets of the album Sleeping with the Past. And now, as promised, it's Wine of the Week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon Dowling in the house. Nice to see you again, Eamon.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Great to be here again.
And we're back to wine. Last week we took a sabbatical down the whiskey route.
Yes.
And we have recovered now.
Yeah, after the Glenlivet.
It was lovely, huh?
It was. A 15-year-old, superb.
Excellent. Superb. Really, really super. But we're talking wine today, and we, in fact, it's a two-for-one. We're going to be looking at Culcrete Chardonnay from two different producers, which is very interesting. We'll be comparing them because they're not far apart.
Not far apart, Dave, from in the Robinson Valley. So you're looking at around 160, 170 kilometres outside of Cape Town into the Robinson Valley. The farms, you've got Riffley, you've got the Vetsoff, you've also got Welterfrieda, there's Excelsior, and Van Leeuwen as well. All are producing what we're going to taste called the Culcrete Chardonnay. So it's an unwooded Chardonnay that we're going to be trying 2023, and it comes from rich limestone soils, very similar to the soils that you'll find in France in Chablis. And this is what we're going to be tasting. So it's very similar. It's got that little bit of a chalkiness when you roll the wine from the back of your palate to the front, up in front of your teeth, in front of your gums, at the front of your mouth. So you'll get that little bit of chalkiness there that you're going to find when we taste just now.
So the Culcrete's...
It's that soil. It's very rich.
That's what it's talking about. It's the terroir.
It's a terroir. It's a terroir that's only in the Robinson Valley, and these Culcrete Chardonnays are associated only to that particular region, which is very, very good. Normally Chardonnay, it's either wooded, some of them are very wooded, and some are un-oaked. Majority of Chardonnays are oaked, but winemakers now are moving away from that. But when it comes to the Culcrete, it's a little bit, you're kind of caught between a Sauvignon Blanc and a Chenin. It's somewhere in between the two, but the Chardonnay is still there. We'll taste it, and you'll get, Chardonnays normally get vanilla and that creamy butteriness that you'd normally get in the wood that comes, releases into the Chardonnay when it's been matured on its lees and the barrels. But these now just go straight stainless steel. Stainless steel from these two here. But we'll taste, and then we'll come back to those two descriptions.
Well, let us then play a little music while you start the process, and we'll come back on the other side of John Mayer with the first of the feedback reports on the Rietvlei Chardonnay Culcrete 2023. With John Mayer in the background making an absolutely wonderful musical accompaniment to the Wine of the Week this week. We are literally tasting two Culcrete Chardonnays, one from De Wetzhoff, one from Rietvlei. Starting with the Rietvlei, Eamon, do you want to describe what it is that you're tasting there that makes you happy or sad?
That soil, it's the soils, it's that limestone, that little bit of minerality that's there, a little bit of flintiness that's there. The fruit is very concentrated, it's very layered. Acidity, very little, just slight, but at the back, on the sides. But as you roll it, as I said, when you roll it to the back of your palate, then let it swivel all around your tongue and then bring it back to the front, you get that little bit of, slight little bit of chalkiness up the front of your gums.
Okay. Yeah, it's absolutely as you describe. They say, they give you a very comprehensive breakdown in the literature. The Chardonnay, Calcrete Chardonnay is exclusive to the limestone. We've been talking about it, wine appellation of Robertson. The terroir, from the calcareous outcrops to arid broken shale, resulting from ancient petrified maritime deposits. So you're getting that almost, dare I say, saltiness.
Saltiness, that salinity.
But they're calling it minerality. The palate bursts with pineapple and orange tang with an almond overlay, adding pleasant weight. So you've got to hand it to these writers. I mean, a citrusy acidity and brilliant minerality give a lasting freshness. That's there. That's the Riet Fallet. Why don't we, in the interim, do a little side-by-side comparison and look straight into the alternative, which is the De Wetzhoff, both of which are on the table today. And here goes. Now, straight away, for my money, the Wetzhoff seems to be fuller. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it is.
Their farms, I suppose, as a crow flies, Dave, they'll be around 20, maybe 20, 25 kilometres apart.
Okay.
But those vineyards are select vineyards that are only cross those, whatever you'll find that Calcrete soils, those limestone soils that are in. But don't forget now, the Wetzhoff have been making nearly white wines, especially Chardonnays, for the last, they've been around for the last 150 years.
Okay.
That farm. So they're known for their Chardonnay.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They're known. So they might just slightly have a little bit of an edge.
I was going to say, it just seems to be somewhat, when I say fuller, more complex, a little bit more generous in flavour.
With flavour.
Yeah.
And the soils are totally different. So they really concentrate on the soils. You've got two different wine makers. You've got Kobus Boger at Riet Fallet, and then you've got Peter De Wet, the grandson now, that's taken over. He was an engineer at the Wetzhoff now, and he wanted to concentrate on wines. So you can understand there's a whole family tradition gone in to the Wetzhoff.
Okay.
On that side.
So price-wise, how do they compare?
Price-wise, you'll see the difference now. The Wetzhoff is slightly a little bit more. It's $144.99, and your Riet Fallet coming in at $109.99.
Okay, and you really can taste the difference. Not that one is vastly superior to the other. It's just it's personal. It really is a personal taste.
In the same area, Dave, and I suppose with the sun maybe hitting on different sides of the vineyards of where the grapes are, that makes all the difference. And it's all down to the soil. It's all down to the soil.
Well, equally pleasant in terms of the profile. Excuse me, there you go. We're sitting here trying to sound like we're not drinking wine. We are. But it is method to the madness. We want to give you the experience as close as possible of what you're going to find at Tops at Lifestyle right now if you're in the market for a good Chardonnay.
And if you don't like
wooded, to choose from.
Yeah, if you don't like wooded Chardonnay, or you don't like that old traditional style of Chardonnays that they make, try these. These are your everyday go-to. You've got two particular price points. There is five in the range that's in the Calcrete range that's coming out from Robinson's, from five different farms. So we've got four of them on shelf at the moment. The other two are waiting. But it'll be interesting. Maybe in a week or two's time,
we'll have a look.
We'll try the other two, Dave.
Are you going to be doing a tasting at all of the Calcrete Chardonnay?
At the weekend, Dave, we're going to be doing the Riet Fallet. So okay. Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2 on both days, we'll be doing the Riet Fallet. Unfortunately, not the Wetzhoff.
Okay, but I mean, it gives you an idea of what the Calcrete Chardonnay is all about. It's not quite as fruit salad-y as possibly some might be expecting. In fact, you'll find it pleasantly, it's not dry, but it has a crispness that is easy to drink, and certainly is not going to offend those that do not have the sweet tooth. If
the
you
sweet
like.
Tooth,
it's a
yes.
nice, it's a lovely drinkable
nice,
wine.
It's nice in between,
and at that price point, you can drink it all day long.
Yes,
no
exactly.
problem.
You there. Can't go wrong.
Now we've also got something exciting to talk about in the form of a spa treatment. For men or women, or women or men, or ladies or gentlemen, whichever. I mean, maybe in this modern epoch, we just say for you, because there are so many different varietals. Okay, so if you want a spa treatment, how can you win one?
Dave, all you have to do is purchase any bottle of Mumm champagne. This display is at the front of the store, and we will give you a 500 Rand voucher. Automatically, we'll give you a 500 Rand voucher. Straight into your hand when you purchase.
So it's not a competition. It's just literally it's a promo.
It's a promo that we're giving away.
Go and treat yourself to a great bottle of sparkling wine. Is it champagne or sparkling wine, Mum?
It's champagne.
It is coming from the Champagne. Okay. Oh well, there we go. So do the real. You know, get yourself a bottle of the real thing, and then you deserve the pamper. The
pamper.
At Mangwanani. So there it is, real value from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. And once again, the wine of the week presented by Eamon Darling.
Forget, Dave, we've got First Thursday tonight.
Is it already?
First Thursday, yes.
It is.
First Thursday this evening. And we're doing Bellevue Wine Estate. We're doing a couple of six wines from them. We're also doing Gru Constantia.
Which is the Irish way of saying Groot Constantia.
No,
but Groot Constantia works as well. Don't worry. As long as you get to First Thursday at the studios, you'll be in great company. Eamon and the team there to introduce you to some wonderful wines. And, of course, there's live entertainment. There are specials. The stores that find the occasion to bring out all of their specials. And good food, good wine, good music, good company. First Thursdays at the Lifestyle Center in Balito is an absolute tradition. Come and find your tribe and enjoy the experience. It's happening right now until 8 o'clock this evening.
That's correct, Dave. Yes, perfect.
And we will catch up again in a week's time for another Wine of the Week brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. Thanks, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave.
The show continues with the American Authors.